Well, today begins a new era of broadcasting here on Truth to Ponder. And I'll explain why if you've missed some of the prior broadcast.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. This is going to be a very busy week, and of course, we begin a new era of programs here on Truth to Ponder. Since our founding back in 2020 and end of August, this has been a one-hour radio program on shortwave radio and as a podcast. In recent months, I've had to reassess a few things in my life personally, physically, and other responsibilities, and doing an hour radio program was just taking a lot of time. Now remember, I am retired. This is not a job. This has been an avocation, something that I've done as an unpaid position now since it started, which is all right. But I've also taken on the responsibility of a local church. We're building a local radio station here in Southwest Virginia. We have family matters that need attention that we couldn't really get to for the longest time. And I really considered, Lord, what should I do? Do I continue to do the radio program? Maybe just do it once a week, like I used to, your weekend show. Maybe I even thought about canceling the program entirely. But so many people had written in the past couple of weeks saying what a blessing the program is and how much they learn. And so I thought, okay, I want to continue this, but how can I do it? And so the thought occurred to me, what if I just go to a half-hour program, roughly a half hour? It would save me a tremendous amount of time in research each day, in production time each day. You know, for every minute that I'm talking, there are many minutes of preparation. And when you produce and get into the production mode of an hour, it was taking close to 2 hours plus all the research. That's a tremendous amount of time for one program, and I don't have a staff. And I realized if I cut the program time down, I could just focus on the most important stories and issues of the day. And that's what I intend to do as we get into this week. And I also had another thought, and I'll share that in just a second from now, of ways I can bring in a few other voices to this program to give you other news and information that I think is going to be extremely critical in this election year of 2020 here in the United States, and with what's going on in Canada, what's going on in France. There's a lot that is going on, and I don't think some people thoroughly are appreciating what's going on behind the scenes. So I decided to make it a half-hour program. It gets me several hours a day back to dedicate to the other things that I need to be doing. Now, also this week, we are traveling to Florida to take care of some very vital and incredibly important family matters. While I am in Florida, I'll take a little time to do a repair and help out on a project that I promised months ago to do whenever I got down there to Florida to a radio station. And I'm not sure if it's going to be this coming Sunday or the week after, but I should be preaching at a church in Vero Beach. Once I have all the details, I will share them with you on the program. So if you're in the Vero Beach area, I'm not sure if it's going to be this Sunday or next Sunday, but I'll let you know. So a lot on our plate, and we're kind of excited about it. And I'm excited because, you know, the program, and you may have heard it in my voice, that, you know, you can do this and deal with the bad news so long, and it just can really wear you down. And I knew that my spirit needed to be lifted up. I didn't need to be dealing in all the terrible undercurrents of this world. I need to be a watchman on the wall. I need to share with you the truth. And most important, I need to put some of these current events in the light of God's word and also get past all the clickbait headlines. There's a lot of that stuff out there. I see it every day. So many people, we talked about it last week, never really understood the full ramifications of the Supreme Court rulings. And I think we're going to begin to understand a lot of this in the days and weeks ahead. Politically, I am optimistic, but I'm also cautious. And the reason I say that, and I said it the other day, it's a good feeling for many of you to say, wow, look what's happening around the world. Look at France. I mean, they're just repelling all these leftist ideas, and Macron is in shambles, and the same could happen in Canada, and before long, Germany, and here in the United States. Everybody calling for Biden to get out of the way. Will he? I don't know. But I'm beginning to think that one of two things is happening, and I'm really going to have to dig in deep and do a lot of research and study on this one. And now that I have a shorter program, I can actually, when I have a story that's really, you know, coming to mind, I can spend a little bit more time asking questions and bringing you information. I believe there is a real powerful global establishment. And they show their tentacles through agencies like the World Health Organization, perhaps the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and many other global organizations. But many of their real leadership, you don't even know who they are. They try to keep it real quiet. They don't want people to see what they're doing. They like to pull the levers quietly behind the scenes. And they control a lot more of our political landscape than I think many of you would ever even begin to believe. One thing I can say here in the United States, the Democrat Party, no matter what you think of them, they're unified in what they do. They keep most of their senators, congressmen, and politicians in line. And they don't stray far off the reservation. Many conservatives, they can't say that. It doesn't work that way. I'm concerned. Why would the media, and I want you to think with me, we're going to walk through this together. I want to go back about a week and a half ago, the big debate that occurred in Atlanta. Now, if you have been watching conservative news, and some people do, you've seen over three years now, the physical decline of Joseph Biden. Joe Biden has been in a mental and physical and, you know, cognitive decline for a long time. I was watching some clips of a press conference. This is like about a year ago. And Joe Biden is stumbling through it, can't read the cue card, can't read the teleprompter, making up words. It was just dismal. And he was only trying to speak and make a statement for like 20, 25 seconds. And it completely got botched. And this is not just a one outlier occasional thing that, no, this happens almost every day. And while some of the conservative media showed the dismal clip, MSNBC, CNN, none of them showed that. They just had their reporters or reporterettes standing out in front of the White House. Joe Biden today said, they just kind of rattled it off, and they spoke on his behalf because they would be scared to show you the real Joe Biden. The gaslighting was incredible since the beginning of this administration. They have hidden all of his issues from the public. So if you watch NBC, CBS, ABC here in the United States, or even CBC in Canada or the BBC overseas, they always put Joe Biden in a good light, or they did for the longest time. They hid it all. And most Americans were clueless about how far gone this man was. So why in the world, I want you to follow with me, why in the world would anybody in their right mind put Joe Biden on a debate stage with Donald Trump? Now, people could say, well, they didn't think Trump would show. They said it was going to be at CNN. They were going to have two CNN hosts. They tried to set it up to give you the illusion that Trump wouldn't show and that Biden was ready to go. But Trump showed. And Biden showed. And Biden's performance was pathetic. Beyond words, pathetic. It showed just how bad off he really is. And I've got a theory on this. They want Joe to go. And I'm not so certain that they would. Well, I think they actually would welcome Donald Trump back, because there's going to be a payday coming really soon for all the spending that has gone on, for all the dismal disorder in the world. And the next president may be facing a global disaster and be just like I mentioned last week, Herbert Hoover. Nice guy, very competent, very not so political, did a great job, and he became the fall guy. And after the fall guy, then came FDR, and everybody worshipped and praised him, and he was elected four times, even though they were hiding his issues. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you? We're going to spend some time, and as we finish our travels into Florida, and we'll be producing the program from Florida, I also want to mention, with the new format, I've reached out to several of my friends. Now, from time to time, you're going to hear small bits and pieces from people like Jim Calhoun, and he'll be aiding on the program even this week. And I've got another friend that I thought of, and he does a great job with his own podcast, and I want to give him the opportunity to have you discover him. He and I may not agree on everything, but we agree on enough that I think it's worth your time. His name is Frank Silvato, and he's retired out of the fire service. He lives down south. He ended up in Florida, and in his retirement, he started really researching what is going on in the world today, and he produces an incredible podcast called Underground USA, and they're not often long programs like me trying to fill an hour. This has been difficult for these past years, and with the new format, this might be a lot easier for me. And I can bring you the best of the best stories, give you some insight, and to understand what's going on. Now, so, two things. I don't trust where everything is going. This sudden the world is going conservative is concerning. It's almost like a psychop. Is this by design? Is showing up Biden and making him look like a buffoon, is this by design? Why would the media expose him? Why would the New York Times want to throw him under the bus? What's going on? Hard to say, but we're going to try to follow it. Now, in this new format, as I mentioned, this shorter program, I'm going to have guests from time to time share some of what they do and give you some additional voices to listen to and hear. And so today, on the first shortened version of Truth to Ponder, I was mentioning Frank Silvato and his podcast, Underground USA. And I was talking to Frank on the phone last week, and I said, you know, it would be wonderful to have you produce some little bits for my radio program and to give you exposure to an additional audience, and I'll be spending time even talking with his. And so what I would like to do right now is Frank put together a little bit of a segment that's going to be very enlightening, and I hope you enjoy the content. And after Frank shares what's on his mind from his podcast, Underground USA, I'll come back with a few closing thoughts and comments. Here's Frank Silvato.
No fear, no political correctness, no wokeism. You're listening to Underground USA.
My name is Frank Silvato, and you're spending a few moments in Underground USA. If you get your news from the mainstream media, you may have noticed that Democrats believe the U.S. Supreme Court is making partisan decisions. They attribute these decisions to the political leanings of the justices and the presidents who appointed them. But the reason for their disillusionment is actually self-imposed. They have succeeded in deceiving themselves. First, it's wise to refresh our memories on what specifically the U.S. Supreme Court, or SCOTUS, is charged by the U.S. Constitution with doing, what its duty is to the Constitution and the people of the United States. The primary purpose of the Supreme Court is to uphold the rule of law and protect the rights and liberties of American citizens. By interpreting the Constitution and resolving legal disputes, the court ensures that the federal government operates within the bounds of its authority and that individual rights are not violated. As we all know, the SCOTUS is the highest federal court in the country. It serves as the ultimate authority on matters of constitutionality and federal law. Its primary duty is to interpret the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights, ensuring that federal and state laws adhere to the edicts and principles set forth by each. In interpreting the United States Constitution, the SCOTUS has the exclusive purview of determining the meanings of constitutional provisions, resolving disputes over their interpretations, and striking down laws that violate constitutional principles. The High Court is also tasked with reviewing decisions made by lower federal courts and state supreme courts, allowing it to ensure that the lower courts are correctly applying federal law and consistently interpreting the Constitution. The Supreme Court has original jurisdiction in certain cases, meaning it is the first and only court to hear a case. This typically occurs in disputes between states or cases involving ambassadors, ministers, or consuls. In the matter of judicial review, the SCOTUS has the authority to determine the constitutionality of federal and state laws. If a law is found to be unconstitutional, the court can strike it down, rendering it unenforceable. In all of this, and in recent times, believing there is fidelity to this can be challenging. The Supreme Court justices are constitutionally obligated to remain impartial and unbiased in their decision-making. They must base their rulings on the fact and the law, free from personal opinions and ideological or political influence. Further, the justices are obligated to provide clear and well-reasoned explanations for their decisions, allowing the public to understand the court's reasoning and ensuring that the judicial process is transparent and accountable. But perhaps the High Court's paramount obligation is its absolute responsibility to protect the rights and liberties guaranteed by the Constitution. This includes safeguarding freedom of speech, religion, and the press, as well as the right to due process and equal protection under the law, among the other inalienable rights outlined in the Bill of Rights. The court has a responsibility to ensure that all individuals have access to the legal system, regardless of ideology or station, including whether they are in either the public or private sphere, and that justice is administered fairly and impartially according to the U.S. Constitution and how it applies to any matter before the court. Now, ever since the emergence of 20th century progressivism, the idea that the U.S. Constitution is malleable to the point of radical interpretation has become an issue. Many feel that those who favored Fabian socialism, fascism, and outright Marxism in the Wilsonian era, which wasn't unheard of at the time, mind you, initiated the pathway for the strict interpretation of the Constitution and Bill of Rights to be cast to the wayside. This was the era when the idea of a living Constitution fell prey to a definition that facilitated transformative change into constitutional interpretation, the beginning of politicizing the judicial branch through the application of political ideology. Which leads me to the reason why Democrats today, and especially the far left in the Democrat Party, believe that the SCOTUS has veered drastically to the ideological right in recent years. The fact is this: progressives, democratic socialists, or yesterday's Fabian socialists, and outright Marxists have moved the political center so far to the actual left of the ideological center that anything resembling a fidelity-bound interpretation of the Constitution seems radically right, radically conservative, especially for those who don't understand the progressives' long-term transformative agenda. And that agenda is roaring ahead at full throttle. Today we hear constitutionally illiterate elected officials openly and overtly transgressing the separation of powers, stating that they want to impose legislative branch-created ethics rules and limitations on the High Court. We hear far leftists and neo-Bolsheviks screeching about expanding the court to affect radically ideological decisions to social issues that shouldn't even be in the government's purview. In speaking on the matter to the Washington Post, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois and the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, said this.
They should adopt the same code of ethics as every other federal judge in America. Those nine members of the Supreme Court are being treated differently. In fact, they're being exempt from the requirements that face members of Congress and other federal judges. My initial reaction was to turn to the Chief Justice and say, please move on this now. I approached him with this subject for the first time 11 years ago. He said he wasn't going to do anything. So I reached out to him in writing and said, will you appear before our committee or work toward the goal of coming up with the standard? He's basically refused.
Roberts was correct in refusing Durbin's request, specifically because of the existence of separation of powers. To appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee would have been to subjugate the constitutionally co-equal judicial branch to the legislative branch, thus obliterating its co-equality. So Durbin's request was either one made from a point of constitutional illiteracy or was an overt, ideologically based political power grab. Either way, would Roberts have acquiesced, the Supreme Court would have lost the trust and confidence of the American people, because the principles of justice, fairness, and impartiality would have been clouded by the politicism of the legislative branch. As we move forward, understanding that it is the judicial branch, the Supreme Court, that determines constitutionality, not the political partisans of the legislative or executive branches, it is easier to see the opportunistic manipulation of the far left in interfering with the separation of powers. The U.S. Supreme Court is the final word on constitutionality, and unless it revisits a previous decision, its word is the final word no matter what the issue. Truthfully, when one understands our Constitution and how our government is supposed to work, the far left's presumptions about their authority to coerce the Supreme Court on any level and any subject are nothing more than the whiny temper tantrums of spoiled, self-righteous ideologues not getting their way. Cry me a river. My name is Frank Salvato, and you can read and listen to all my articles and podcasts at undergroundusa.com. Now back to Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Well, I want to thank Frank Salvato for helping me out today here on this premiere edition of the new version of Truth to Ponder. By the way, we are traveling today and tomorrow. Keep my wife and I in your prayers. There's a lot to get done. I still don't travel as well as I used to, but it's getting better, and we just have to make this trip. I almost wish we didn't, but we do. And so your prayers are appreciated, and Frank's help today because of the travel and getting prepared and everything that goes with it. I don't know what I would do without such good friends. Later this week, you'll be hearing from Jim Calhoun and a few others from time to time. You may hear Frank later this week or next, just when we can put it together. But I want to thank him for helping me today. I really need it. And I want to thank all of you that have been listening to this program, some of you from its inception going back to 2020. There are many of you that have been with me all this time, almost 4 years. And what a 4 years it has been. When I started the program, we were in the midst of a pandemic, no vaccine yet. And then when the vaccine came, we were concerned, and we shared all that with you. I told you back in 2020, do not take the election for granted. So many people said, Bob, it's in the bag. Look at the crowds that he gets. Trump is getting the crowds, and Biden gets four people standing in circles out in the field. I said, don't take it for granted. you're watching your own bubble channels, like you're watching Fox or Newsmax or The First or others, and you're going to get one side. But what about the other voters? And what about what they have in mind for, shall we say, stuffing the ballot box? I mean, they used the pandemic to stuff the ballot box. Let's be honest. If you believe in our mission and our ministry here at Truth to Ponder, and we have a lot we'll be getting into tomorrow, so tomorrow's going to be a full program. Today, we're just getting started in the new format. Would you pray for us and consider supporting us? You can visit our website and support us from there. We use Give, Send, Go. Or you can make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, Virginia, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E. Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code in Chilhowie, 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319, 24319, and we will see you again tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.